This is message 3 of the Bangkok Conference 2023, the manifestation of eternal life. Verses are 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Thank the Lord. Lord Jesus, do shed your light upon us through your Holy Spirit. And may you also fill our hearts with your love through the Holy Spirit, that we may truly experience your light and also experience your love. Amen. The many points in the first epistle of John, but it's not possible for us to share on everything that John had written. But we can have fellowship on the most important points. Do not forget that the first point in the manifestation of this life in us is the light. Without light, we can do nothing. Right? If there's no electricity tonight and there's no light, what can you do? Even in your own home, if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to feel your way in the dark. You cannot find your way. It's truly so. Do not think that it's because it's your own home that you won't trip and fall. Especially we who are elderly. It does not work without light. But if there's only light, that's not sufficient either. If there's light without love, it does not work either. Especially here in the church, if there's only light and no love, something will go wrong. Things could go wrong. I will rebuke you and you me. You're wrong. Then there's trouble. You would say, I'm not wrong. But then you would say, yes, you're wrong. But then he says, how come? Will there be a big problem then? At first, there was no problem. Then it becomes a small problem. But the more you argue and debate about it, the problem gets bigger and bigger. In the end, the problem becomes unsolvable. That is why, where there's light, it has to be matched up with love. Light without love does not work. Where there's grace without truth, it does not work either. When the Lord Jesus came to the earth, John said he's full of grace. Is that enough? As long as it's full of grace. Isn't that good? Grace is good. Everybody loves grace, right? Brother, isn't it true? Grace is really good. Is that enough? Everybody loves grace. Don't you love grace? We often say, this is the grace of God. But grace without truth does not work. Where there's the grace, there also needs to be the truth. But if you only have the truth without grace, that won't work either. That is why God's word is very well balanced. There's righteousness. There also has to have peace. Otherwise, it will be a confusion. That is why here John tells us life has to be matched up with love. If in the church I would just look at your wrongdoings and you look at what I'm doing wrong, without love, what can we do? Brother Lin, could you help me out? If there's light without love, how are we going to solve problems? It'll be very difficult. It's not easy at all. But if there's only love and light is not there, oh, you say, oh, it doesn't matter. All goes. Even if you do something wrong, it doesn't matter. Now what? Then what should we do? Can we build the church? We need the balance. We need light. It's a good thing. But you also need love. You join the two together, and it's well balanced. Because the church cannot be unrighteousness. The church cannot be unrighteous. But if we just talk about righteousness and there's no love, it doesn't work. There's no way for you to solve problems. That is why John said it in a very good way. God is light. But if God were only light, he would only see all your wrongdoings. How is he going to save you? That's why he came to save you with his love. Because he is righteous. He cannot just say, fine, I'll just forgive you. Forget it. We're always like this. Is that okay? In the end, everybody is very loose. If we just talk about love for the church and we don't talk about light, it doesn't work. If there's no righteousness, everybody will be very loose. This way goes and that way goes as well. But we also need love. Love is very important. That's why Romans chapter 5 says, when the Holy Spirit entered into you, he brought in God's love into your heart. Through the Holy Spirit, it came into your heart to fill you. It doesn't work without love. I think we all have such experience. We all have this experience. So we need the balance. We need to be balanced. That is why John says, life needs light and it also needs love. Without love, you cannot build. Paul said the same thing in the book of Ephesians. We have to walk and live in the light. And we also need to walk in love. Light without love does not work. Neither does love work without light. Tell me, which point is more important? Paul also said, how do you build the church? How is the church, the body of Christ, builds itself up? You need a very good ministry. We need Brother Virat. Oh, we need the ministry to build up the church. Of course we need the ministry. But Paul said, the body of Christ builds itself up in love. How are you going to build without love? But without light, it doesn't work either. It's not simple at all. So I hope that the Lord would encourage us through the word in 1 John. May the Lord have mercy on us. And let's come back to God's word. In 1 Corinthians, of course we read in 1 John, but we also need the word of Paul. You know, which church has the most problems in the New Testament? It's the church in Corinth. They have the most problems. Don't you have any problems in your church? Each church has its problems. I have never seen a church without problems. More or less, problems will be there. Perhaps you don't have problems right now, but after 1 year, problems would pop up. So Paul said, I give you the best way. What is the best way? It's not the ministry, nor is it speaking in tongues, or to be a prophet, to speak as a prophet, to prophesy. He said, the best way to build the church is with love. It's love. Without love, you cannot build up anything. Sooner or later, there will be problems. What are you going to do without love? Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul said here, 1 Corinthians 13:1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Wow, isn't that great? But have not love. It's useless. Tell me. You can go beat up drums. That's meaningless. It's useless. It's just like sounding brass. It would just be some noise. You may speak well. If you understand the tongues of angels, people say, wow, it's really amazing, right? We all would say, oh, Brother Virat. Virat is so great, right? But Paul said, if you have no love, it's futile. Although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, isn't that good? Would you like to know and understand all the mysteries? I would too. If you and I understand all the mysteries, you would be very proud. I have heard an old brother say that. Without my ministry, where would these churches be? It's dreadful to say such a word. You may understand all mysteries and all knowledge, verse 2. And though I have all faith, wow, you have faith. You have such faith that you can move mountains. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't that good? You just pick up Singapore and move it here. But have not love. I am nothing. In God's eyes, it doesn't mean anything. You think you might be great. You're really doing well. And you're very capable. You know everything. Yet you have no love. It's nothing. This is God's word. What Paul said is God's word. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Isn't that great? Is that good? Are you willing to give your all to the not to give them to the give it all to the pastor? No. To help the poor, to help the brothers and sisters. Isn't that a good thing? And though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Can't hear. It's nothing. Don't think if you help people, that's love. That's not necessarily true. God's word said that may not be the case. Thank the Lord. It's a good thing to help people. Yet without love, if it does not come out of true love, the Lord will not count it as something that He has done. Brothers and sisters, we need to realize one thing. Everything that our God does is out of His love. Right? If I have a lot of things and I have extras, oh, I just help him or help her. That may not be love. That may not be the true love. You have to realize Paul is not talking about man's fallen love. Paul is talking about the love of God. Are you lovable? Are you so lovable? Oh, Virat is very lovable. That is why the Lord saved him, right? Many times we have to ask the Lord, why were you willing to save me? I've done so many wrong things. I'm not worthy of your love, right? But He still loves us, loved me. Now tell me, how do we love the brothers and sisters? You love the lovable ones. If someone is very problematic, you don't love him. Sandy, many times we're just like that. So from this, you see that Paul shows us how important love is. And he's not talking about man's love. In man's love, you may love today and tomorrow will change. Isn't that the case? Have you not had such an experience? Today you say, oh, Brother John, you're really good. Oh, next year it turns out to be, what's so good about him? We all are like this. Man changes. When you like it, you love. And if you don't feel like it, you don't love anymore. Our love is not dependable, and it changes back and forth. Today it's love, tomorrow it turns into hatred. Our love is not sufficient to build the church of God. In verse 4 it says, love suffers long and is kind and does not envy. Love does not parade itself and is not puffed up. Verse 5, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. Don't you get angry easily? Who doesn't get angry easily? Who is not easily provoked? And it does not and thinks no evil. It keeps no record of wrongs of others. Verse 6, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Verse 7, bears all things, believes all things. This doesn't mean that you believe in everything. No. You know what to believe. The Holy Spirit would tell you. It's all because the Spirit of the Lord indwells you so you can discern. Hopes all things and endures all things. Verse 8, love never fails. It's not a love that loves today and doesn't love anymore tomorrow. Do you love the brothers? Truly so? But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Tell me. And tongues will cease. And knowledge will also vanish away. Even though you may know so much, it is nothing. It's useless. Before, when I was young, we all used to go after knowledge. Today, I don't have much interest in knowledge. So what if you know? The more you know, the more problems there will be.
我们现在所知道的有限。
For now, we only know in part.
如果知道了，知道越多，你也会发现。
You know, the more a person knows, the more you realize that you know nothing. Especially if you know the difficulties or the problems of the brothers and sisters. So what? There are many, many rumors in the church.If I go to this one brother, oh, you know about Virat? Oh, Virat, let me tell you. Oh, but you shouldn't tell anybody. So what if you know? Is such knowledge good?If you know, then you stay away from Virat. You will have opinion against him. Then the problems arise. That is why do not listen too much. And we should not speak too much either.I used to tell my two daughters, if you have nothing good to say to someone, don't say anything. There's no need. It's best you pray for that person. To say to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on this person. Save him. This is how the Lord Jesus is before the Father. He's interceding for us. He's not there accusing us, pointing the finger at us. Oh, Father.Oh, he's like this. What should I do? Isn't that the case? No. A great high priest is always praying on your behalf, interceding for you, speaking on your behalf. But when you pray before the Father,concerning our brother or sister, you say, oh God, why did you bring such a person to the church? What should we do? We are accusing the brother or sister before God. Isn't it so?Now, where is our love? Oh, Lord Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be like this. We all need to learn. We all need to learn. Do not criticize the brothers and sisters. Truly so.So what if you criticize? Are you yourself perfect? Are you a perfect man? If you are not perfect yourself, yet you still want to criticize others. So brothers and sisters,For we know in part. That's what Paul says. Oftentimes, we see things in the wrong way. Tell me, have you never done that? You saw things in the wrong way? Or you misjudged someone? Oh Lord Jesus. Verse 13 of chapter 13 in 2 Corinthians says, and now abide faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Which is the greatest? Love. Is this a doctrine or is it the truth? It's true. It's the truth. Is it really true? We all agree in doctrine. This is what Paul said. But if something happens, then love is not great, the greatest. And I don't even know which is the greatest then. I hope love is the greatest. I hope that brother changes. So for some people, hope is the greatest. It's not love that is greatest. If he doesn't change, would you still love him? He's still against you. Do you love him? In doctrine, we all agree. But in practice, it is not easy to love the brothers. This is our experience throughout the years. Everywhere is the same. It's not that we don't know what Paul had said, yet we don't have that love. If you don't practice or exercise living in the Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit does not fill us, if we don't have such exercise, this is not a question of doctrine, it's a question of life. The church lacks this love. If the church lacks this love, it cannot be built up. It doesn't mean that everybody will run away. But you're not running elsewhere. You're still coming to the meetings. But meetings is not the building. It's love that builds up. The manifestation of life is not in how much you know, in how much you know the Bible, but in it's a practical, true love. Do not love the lovable ones, but you also need to love the not unlovable ones. Tell me, are the brothers and sisters in the church lovable? Are you lovable? It's very difficult to find someone lovable. That is why you can only have the love of God for the brothers. Because God loves you and me, not because we're so lovable. It's because we are His children. You love your children? Are they very lovable? You see, the unlovable. You know, even if a child is unlovable before the father, before the parent, the child is still so lovable. Isn't that the case? Our Heavenly Father loves us. That is why John said, if you love the Father who gave birth to us, then you will also love those who are born of Him. John also said, if you cannot love those brothers and sisters that you can see, how can you love God that you cannot see? There's no way. So, to love the brothers, we talk about having a conference and do so much training. I had been in a place where there's lots of training. 3 times a year. Each time there were lots of messages. In the end, was there any love? No love. No love. So, brothers and sisters, it's not how much we understand the Bible. It doesn't mean that you don't need to understand. But it's how much you know this God, this love. The Bible says, if you don't love, you do not know God. You may say, you know Him, but if you don't have love, you don't know God. If you want to see whether a person really knows God or not, you have to see whether he has love. He who does not love does not know God. You're lying. And you're also deceiving others. If you don't love the brothers, there's no way for you to know God. Let's take a look at 1 John. Let's see what he says. Let's first take a look at chapter 2 of 1 John. Amen. Oh Lord. We start with chapter 2, verse 3. Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. It's not that you remember His commandments in your head. That means you know God. No, no. But it's that you keep His commandments. If you keep them, that's knowing Him. If you do not keep, but you just know the commandments, you all can memorize them. You can memorize and recite them so well, but John says, you do not know God.
You 够是遵守他的命令，就晓得感谢主。
But if you keep his commandments, then praise the Lord. You know him. But if you don't keep him, the commandments, it goes to prove that you don't know him. It's very simple. It's very simple. He also said in verse 4, he who says, he says it from the other side. Says, some people say, I know him, and yet does not keep his commandments. Is a liar. And the truth and the reality of this is not in him. The truth is not the doctrine, but the reality of life. The reality of life. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know the truth. He may know the truth, but he doesn't keep him. He's a liar. That thing, the truth, is not in him. Verse 5, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. That is why this love is a very practical thing. Whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. Is being made complete in him more and more. And by this we know that we are in him. If you do not love him, you know, you are actually not in the Lord. This is not a teaching. This is our living. That we do not have the reality of dwelling in him, abiding in him. If you just believe in a teaching that he lives in me and I in him, it's easy to say. How do you prove it? Are you in the Lord? Right? How do you prove it? There's only one way. You have to love the brothers. Otherwise, you're just in yourself. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him, truly made complete in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him, what is the expression? How do you prove it? You say, I abide in the Lord. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. It's very practical, very solid. Then you have the assurance to say, I'm living in the Lord, and also the Lord is abiding in me. Brethren, dear brethren, verse 7. Oh, it's in the Chinese version, it says, dear brethren. And I love to hear this. You know, in the church, all the brothers, they're all dear brothers. Isn't it so? NIV says, dear friends. Do you address the brothers and sisters as dear brothers? We always say, oh, Brother Virat. You don't say, and Virat would also say to me, oh, hey, John, Brother John. But I don't say, dear Brother Virat. And seldom does he say, oh, dear Brother John. If we're like this, we'll have no problems among us. Oh, dear Brother Guangrong. Tell me, isn't that a great? That goes to prove that John really had the love of God. For him to say, dear brothers, a dear father, our dear Lord Jesus, oh dear Brother Kihu, this has to come out of your heart. That should be the case. Isn't it so? Have you ever said to your wife, dear wife? Say it a few more times. It's good for your family. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now let's go to chapter 4. He said in verse 7, beloved, or beloved brothers, beloved. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. It's not a fallen natural love. But it's a love that comes from God. And everyone who loves is born of God. And also knows God. If you do not have love, you do not know God, because God is love. If you walk in darkness, you do not know God, because God is light. If I say, I know God, and yet I still walk in darkness, John says, you're a liar. If I say, I'm born of God, and I hate the brothers, I do not know God. It goes to show that love and light are so important. Why? Because God is love. God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In Chinese says that you receive life. Actually, it's not just getting life. But here it means to live through His life. To live Him out. If you do not live Him out, it's useless. You have to live Him out. That is why Paul also said, for me to live is Christ. It's not I who am living, but it's Christ who lives in me. So, our brother Paul did everything through Christ. And Paul said, it's not I, but the Lord in me that does the work. That's why it says here, In this, the love of God was manifested toward us. But because he came not just to save you, he came to become your life, so that we may all live by him and through him. If we live by ourselves, it seems that we're doing okay. But in God's eyes, God would say, you did it, I didn't do it. You did it by yourself. I didn't. It's not me, not I. Oh, Lord Jesus. And he says here, it's not that we loved God, but God that he loved us, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He became your propitiation. He bore your sins. Now you and I, do we also bear the sins of the brothers and sisters? The wrongdoings of the brother and sister? If a brother or sister does something wrong, then you scold him. You rebuke him. You're wrong. You have to repent. If you do not repent, it doesn't work. You want to discipline him, yet you don't pray for him, because you don't have the love. In the end, what it should be done. We don't have the sense of love between the brothers and sisters. In this is love, that he gave his life for us. We also have to give our lives for the brothers. So when you're disciplining your children at home, it's not that they do something wrong and you just keep scolding them. God disciplines us because he loves us. This is what Hebrews chapter 12 tells us. He is our heavenly Father. He disciplines us not to scold us, not because he's angry. Sometimes we discipline children because we're angry. I just want to discipline you. God's discipline is so that we may partake of his divine nature. So that we could bear the fruits of peace and righteousness. It's because he loves us. I discipline because I'm angry and I point the finger. So I've told you this 10 times and you're still doing it. If we discipline in this way, it's not much good. Perhaps a little. But when God disciplines us, it's with his love. He loves us. Thank the Lord. But since he loved us and he gave his life for us, John says, there is no love greater or stronger than this. So we also need to lay down our lives for our dear brothers. Should we do this? Can we do this? Do we all want to learn this?
Amen.
Amen. When we go home, we've got to practice this. This is life. This is life. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord. We want to be such brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord. In verse 11 it says, Beloved, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If you truly have touched the love of God in you, there's no way for you not to love the brothers and sisters. If I would think how much wrongdoings I've done before the Lord, and yet God still loved me, and if the brother offended me, would I not forgive him? Should I not forgive him? Or do I never forget it, that he offended me? Can it be like this? The Lord forgave me so many times, and yet I do not forgive the others. Thank the Lord. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Without love, your spiritual life can never be perfected. You can give a lot of teachings, a lot of doctrines, yet you can never be perfected. It's not how much you know, but how much you love, by the love of God. Verse 13, because he has given us of his Spirit, and by this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. This is a work of the Holy Spirit indwelling us. It doesn't work without love. We don't have to say too much, but it's all in the epistle. We just have to practice it. We just have to do it. Don't just go learn the teachings. It's of no use at all. We have to walk in the light. And we also need to have the love of God manifested through us. This is the best way. And this is the fastest way to reach the goal. Don't you want to prepare for the Lord's coming? Then the best way is to walk in the light and to love the brothers and sisters. It's very simple. It's not complicated, right? Don't be so complicated. In this way, we can prepare for our Lord's coming again. Amen. Fine. Time is up. When you go home, go before the Lord. Let the word of the Lord shed light on you. Amen.